This was an unforgivable level of intellectual, even common sense, indifference. If the president had been more analytical and curious, he would have asked, what should be the standard for prioritizing the threats in this region? Since he never got to that point, he was not required to answer the question. I did, and my answer was, which of the evils represents the greatest potential to kill Americans? After all, the most fundamental responsibility of the federal government under the Constitution is to provide for the common defense. To me, there are three criteria in determining which evil we faced had the greatest potential to kill our people: capability, will, and presence in the United States. In every category, Al-Qaeda was substantially more ominous than Iraq. Al-Qaeda had already demonstrated both the capability and will to kill Americans. In the 5 years before the vote authorizing the president to use force against Iraq, Al-Qaeda had taken American lives at two embassies in Africa, on a destroyer in Yemen, and on September 11th in New York City, at the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. As noxious a person as Saddam Hussein might be, he had taken no U.S. lives during that period. The most striking difference was in the presence of trained terrorists, such as Al-Hazmi and Al-Midar, inside the United States. With the exception of the Cold War Soviet Union, which had a massive stockpile of nuclear weapons and was capable of intercontinental delivery, no other country has the will and the means by which to deliver an attack as devastating as was September 11th against the United States from afar. It is the presence of terrorists living among us, waiting for the call to action, that converts capability and will into casualties. Al-Qaeda has trained between 60,000 and 80,000 terrorists at its camps in Afghanistan, and by my best estimate, several hundred of those camps' graduates were in the United States in the fall of 2002. Hezbollah's presence, by my assessment, was somewhat larger. By comparison, Saddam Hussein was estimated to have no more than 50 governmental or non-official agents in the United States, and we knew the identities of most of them. Based on that comparative analysis, it was clear to me that Al-Qaeda represented the greater threat to kill Americans, at home and abroad. The fact that military and intelligence resources were being diverted from the war against Al-Qaeda to prepare for a war against Iraq as early as February 2002 was a recognition that the United States did not have the capability to pursue both conflicts to victory simultaneously. A choice had to be made, and President Bush's choice was Iraq. This choice has exacted enormous costs in American lives, American resources, and respect for America abroad. It has resulted in Osama bin Laden's escape and the regeneration of an almost mortally wounded Al-Qaeda into a more decentralized and more violent organization than it was on September 11th.